are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so the time is 9:38 a.m. Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Welcome back. If you've just joined in, I welcome you. Yes, God works in mysterious ways. Yes. You won't believe this. Something just happened. So a guest cancelled. So a guest is cancelled. So a guest cancelled for this segment. Cancelled. I don't know what was happening. I don't know. I just received the message that the guest has cancelled. Then I had to come up with something. Then God was like, boom. No, my child. I'm here for you. Guess who's here? Mamusman, good morning.
Good morning, Zinhle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Fine. Thank you so much for asking me.
I am good. So, instead of talking to Elder Everson Gagulu, we will be talking to Mamusman, helping me with our topic for today. We are looking at family of faith, the quality of time. So, Mr. Smanda, let's talk. When everyone's schedule is jam-packed, quality family time often takes a backseat. But finding moments to connect as a family is essential for keeping bonds strong. Let's explore how to prioritize these moments and make family time a source of joy, even when life feels like a race. So, Mrs. Spander, my first question is that: what are some fun and easy ways to prioritize family time during busy weeks? We know that you are always, always busy. Even us here at work, hey, it's very hard to find you, Babu's band. It's very, very hard. So how do you balance and prioritize your family time during busy weeks?
Thank you so much, Zinhle. You know, balancing is actually one of the hardest things to do, but we have to be very, very deliberate because, you know, family comes first. You know, I know even our leaders say, regardless of our work that we are doing, God knows that we are doing His work, but we must have family time. You know, we must have time with our families, you know, and we are living in the 21st century where technology and a lot of things are very, very destructive and so forth, you know. And so family time, you have to be very, very deliberate, you know, Zinhle. Before I delve into your question, I just want us to remind each other about, you know, one of my favorite Bible texts. It comes from the book of 1 Peter 5, verse 8. And it says, I read in your presence, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion, ready to devour whom he may." Really? You know, if we are not careful, you know, the devil is going to destroy us. He's going to annihilate us and so forth, you know, because the whole essence of the devil is to attack the family. Because he knows that if the family is strong, and then the Church of God is strong too. And therefore, like I said, you know, we have to be very, very deliberate when it comes to family time, you know. I'm blessed with my wife, Kaylee, and so we are married with three children, a boy, two boys and one girl, and two grandchildren.
Right.
You know, so you find that every time, you know, even before the kids, the first two kids left us, you know, because they are now adults, you know, we still communicate every time without fail. Every morning, every evening, every afternoon, we make sure that, you know, we are connected, you know. My boy is in Cape Town, my daughter is in Harare, and our last one is here with us. So, but we have to make connect. Why? Because we have to take advantage of technology.
Right.
Yes, right. No. God has given us all these means so that as families, we stay in touch. But like I said, we have to be deliberate. You know, we play games with our children. You know, we do Bible quizzes together with our children. And even up to now, some of them, they're about 35, but they still remember the games that we used to play.
Wow.
And now they're saying, you know, granny, please, can you play with my, you know, daughter? Because, you know, she's running out of no games, because you know, we have to keep that, you know, a bond, you know, because like I said, you know, if we don't have time for the family, it becomes, we'll be destroyed, we'll be very weakened and so forth, you know, and a lot of temptations will come in and so forth, you know, because our kids needs to be grounded, you know. And I like it when our leaders say, you know, in the Seventh-day Adventist churches, the quality of time in families is highly emphasized and seen as a crucial component of spiritual growth and well-being. You know, the SDA Church encourages families to spend quality time together, recognizing that time spent in nurturing relationships strengthens the family bonds and fosters faith. Here are some key principles related to the quality of time families according to our church, I'll start with the most important one, because I love the Sabbath, Sabbath is a time for family worship and rest. You know, Sabbath observance, is central to the Seventh-day Adventist belief, and it is seen as a sacred time for families to come together and rest, both physically and spiritually. Remember, from, Monday or Sunday to Friday, we are all busy, we need to be refilled, we'll need to be rejuvenated, and therefore, most families, they cannot wait for the Sabbath, The Sabbath is a weekly opportunity for families to pause from the business of life and worship together and enjoy fellowship with one another. During the Sabbath, families are also encouraged to engage in activities that promote spiritual growth, such as reaching out, through scriptures, praying together and singing hymns and reflecting on God's creation. I know for a fact that, when it comes to outreach, programming, my family, when it comes to outreach programs, my family is very, very passionate. We are very, very passionate about outreach programs. And sometimes Saturday afternoon, we go out, help the needy, the poor, the orphanage, visit the old people's homes and so forth and so forth. By doing that, we are actually instilling a sense of responsibility also to our children, so that when they grow, they know that, God is love and that it is blessed to give than to receive.
Hey, Mr. Swander, you answered so well. Thank you. So much. Why is it important for each family member to feel seen and valued? And how can families make this happen?
To feel what?
Seen and valued. You understand when I want to be heard.
Oh yes.
I'm a family member, but I'm not seen.
Sometimes
I feel excluded most of the time.
Yes, it's possible because we are created differently, isn't it? Some people have got what we call low self-esteem, and some they've got high self-esteem, and so forth. No, so it's up to the families, to the parents, to the family members, to nurture and look at each family member as an individual, because we all got different gifts and so forth, Try and uplift those who are with so less self-esteem.
Yes.
Make
them
know that they are also valid in the family and that they are actually members of the family, because one of the biggest things is family. Do you know you're going to have thousands, hundreds, dozens of friends and so forth? But when time comes for the need, you find that your family will always be there. Your family will never let you down, And talking about that also, family worship is very, very important, because sometimes, as a church, we encourage to establish a regular family worship time, not hit and run, to say, you want to watch one of your favorite soap and then says, let us pray. Father God, thank you so much. No, it must be very deliberate.
True.
You must decide to say from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock to 7:30 is worship time, so that you don't rush it. God has given us a lot of time, so we must also give him time to be together with him, So family worship is seen as an opportunity to strengthen the spiritual foundations of the family, teach our children Christian values, and build a lasting legacy of faith.
So how can families set boundaries with work, school, and other obligations to preserve quality time together?
Like I said, we live in a busy world, we are scattered. Some families, you find that one of the families that I love so much, I'm not going to mention them, they've got kids in Canada, in Australia, in USA, and one is here in South Africa. But like I said, because of technology, they make it as if they're together. They create time. They agree to agree on certain time.
Right.
Remember, this is what now? This is almost 13 minutes to 10 o'clock in South Africa.
Yes.
It's almost 3 a.m. in the USA. You see? You see, it's almost 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. in the Australia. So you have to be deliberate. You have to accommodate each other. Like, for instance, with my family. I've got family in Canada, family in UK, family in Australia and New Zealand. So we are so deliberate when it comes to keeping the family together. We say, okay, this week we were worshipping at 8 a.m. South African time.
Okay.
You know, so next week we are doing it in 8 p.m. South African time. So that those who are doing the night, now they are also comforted in the morning
the
and
morning,
during the day
okay.
and so forth. But it's very, very important, you know, Zinhle, to be very deliberate in your schedule and so forth. Don't just, you know, make it ordered. You know, a habit repeated 21 times sticks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you find that for us, it's a joy because it's almost like a thing in the bloodstream.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, Mrs. Swanda, thank you so much. Before I let you go, here's the last question. What are some creative ways to make family activities enjoyable for everyone, regardless of age?
You know, I come from a small family.
Okay.
But because I'm married now with my in-laws, we come from a big family.
Wow.
So we've got so many activities that encompasses both the young and the old.
Okay.
Like I said, we've got Bible games, you know.
Wow.
We've got Scrabble. You know, Scrabble actually teaches children to speak good English and also spellings and so forth, you see.
Yes.
Yeah. And also the Bible quizzes, you know. Do you know when you do quiz? And the games, you know, Zinhle, even on television, you find that one of the most, you know, popular programs are quiz and game shows.
Yes.
You know, everyone wants to be a winner.
Yes.
And everyone wants to see how stupid is so-and-so.
Yes.
Is he going to answer the question and
right.
so forth. But you find that with the Bible quiz, in the process of answering questions, the kids are actually learning the scriptures. They are learning more about Jesus. They are learning more about God.
Whoa.
They are learning more about their faith and so forth. You know, so games actually they are very, very important. You know, like in my family, every month and the last weekend, Sunday, they go out, you know, outreach. But now that we are scattered, but they still do it back home there in Zimbabwe and so forth. You know, so at the end of the day, you find that, you know, for family. It is very, very important, you know, that, you know, you be deliberate in your programs, in your strategies, so that at least, you know, it's not hit and run.
Right,
no, even
right.
the kids, they know that, you know, today, 7 o'clock, we are praying.
Doing this,
in
okay,
the morning,
yes.
we wake up and so forth,
yeah.
you know. I liked it very much, you know, when Dr. Papu said one day during worship to say, with families, when it's time to worship, it's nice to go to their bedroom. The kids are in bed, you know. Pray with them there. Because when you call them, you know, to the sitting room now, Lord in the morning, just go to their room and they feel, you know, very, very happy to do that and so forth until the growth said they can get out of bed and so forth. But, you know, like I said, family is everything.
Wow. There you have it, my listeners. Mr. Spanda, before I let you go, can we close with a word of prayer and bless this beautiful conversation?
Yes.
Can you pray for us?
Yes, Zinhle. Let us pray together. In fact, one of our inspired writers, Sister Ellen White, says we are not safe for a minute even without prayer. So prayer is very, very important.
Yes.
Let us pray together. Our kind and loving Father, who art above, would like to call upon your holy name this morning, thanking you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thanking you, Lord, for keeping us awake. Thanking you, Lord, for our families, because without families, Lord, we are nothing. Lord, I want to thank you this morning as we enter the Sabbath hours, Heavenly Father, as we prepare for the Sabbath tomorrow, Heavenly Father, we want to invite your presence to bless and be with us, Heavenly Father. Be with us, Lord, in a special way, especially our families. Like we said, Heavenly Father, in the beginning, the devil is like a roaring lion, ready to devour whom he may, Heavenly Father. Keep our family strong and keep us, Heavenly Father, healthy as families. This coming week, Heavenly Father, we've got a beautiful big meeting, Lord, in Durban for family ministries, Heavenly Father. The thrust of the meeting is to build a family so that we have a firm foundation for the church. Thank you once again, Lord, for all the families that you have given us. May we continue to love one another as you have loved us. All this we pray in Jesus Christ, our precious Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Swanda. Amen.
The pleasure is mine.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Mr. Sibanda talking to us about family of faith under the topic that says the quality of time. As we are preparing ourselves to get into our music segment, do send us your music request on +273 470 3520. Don't forget to download our app and look for the Adventist World Radio SID Media. If you don't see that SID Media at the end, that's not us. And do engage with us on all our social media platforms. We do have Facebook, we have Twitter known as X, and Instagram as well as TikTok. Look for the SID Media. Want to call us directly? We have number to call +27 120017679, +27 120017679. Stay tuned and be blessed.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.